Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal. Dane, we have been reporting on the protests that have been going up Michigan Avenue, and yep. I feel like we need something happy.
Well,
although that wasn't terrible.
Well, no. There was a peaceful protest, and I think if it's going to happen, that is exactly the way that you want it to happen. Of course, we'll keep you up to date here on WGN Radio with all of those things. But, you know, Giving Tuesday coming up, right?
Yes.
We're going to kind of prime the pump for Giving Tuesday with a giving moment.
We're giving something away. And, you know, Bill has been saying how much trouble he and I were getting in for giving away a certain thing.
You guys have been on house arrest, right, since then.
Jimmy DeCastro shows up today, yeah. And I think it was to try to prevent me, but he just walked away. He was standing outside the studio, and now he walked away, so now I feel like we can do this. Get in line, people, 312-981-7200. We are giving away a black and red with white mini lights artificial desktop holiday tree courtesy of Tree Time, with over 200 beautiful, realistic, artificial Christmas trees and thousands of unique ornaments and decorations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington or treetime.com. Let's go with caller number, Dane.
5-7-72
Caller number 5 takes this tree off of our hands. Thank you to Tree Time for that. And now we want to get to our fine guest who's been so patient.
If you didn't win this tree, then maybe you can find a way to have someone else give you one. I don't think that's possible.
No.
Or you could try to maybe go out and buy one, then give it to someone else and pay it forward. Giving Tuesday is coming up.
It's great.
You know, and just as though Black Friday is all about kind of getting deals for yourself and your family, Giving Tuesday is, you know, at this time of year, a way to really concentrate and give back. Excited to have Delia Coleman. She's the Director of Strategic Initiatives for Giving Tuesday campaign. Delia, welcome to WGN.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you, and we appreciate you coming on the day. This is kind of a holiday in itself, because so many people just take Thursday and Friday and they're like, yeah, it's the whole weekend. So thank you for giving us your time.
Taking some time.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Now, tell us about Giving Tuesday, because up until a few years ago, I didn't know that this was a thing. Tell us a little bit about the history of the movement.
Sure. It is fairly new. You are not alone. Giving Tuesday was an effort that was started by the 92nd Street Y in New York, along with the UN Foundation. And really what the founders wanted to do just about 4 years ago was to find a way at this time of year, after everyone has been spending this entire weekend, find a way to generate generosity. So Giving Tuesday was born. It started very locally, then it went across the country, and now it's a truly global movement. Multiple countries around the world are rallying their own residents to give back to their favorite causes, as well as volunteer for their favorite organizations all around the world. And we're happy to be part of this National Giving Day here in Illinois. And this is Illinois' second campaign. We started it last year, so it is fairly new, and we're really happy to have an opportunity to get the word out.
It's so great, too, that you mentioned not only giving of gifts, time, effort, but also just, you know, being a part of different causes and giving up your time, right? Being able to show up and help out. Now, do you help people kind of, some people want to be generous and want to help out and support things. They just don't know where to start. Do you guys help kind of steer them in the right direction?
Yeah, one of the things that we have this year is we have a website, ilgive.com, and we have over 500 organizations participating in this effort this year. And what ordinary folks can do, they can go to our website, ilgive.com, and look for organizations that they might already be aware of, or if they're unaffiliated with an organization, they can find their favorite cause. If you're interested in animals, find an animal shelter. If you're interested in youth and after-school programs, you can find organizations that do that. And then figure out what they are doing on Giving Tuesday. We have a list of ongoing events that are happening on December 1st, so they can look for those opportunities, as well as give if that's what they want. And I really want to emphasize this point. It's really not about the dollar amount, even though, yes, we are trying to get $6 million raised in one day. But it really is about time and effort and really caring about these organizations that do so much to strengthen our communities.
We've talked, you know, about different organizations, different efforts, and how oftentimes support is needed throughout the year, even though this may be the time that we focus on it. So, but when it comes to those opportunities to give your time and volunteer, is there a way to commit to that on Tuesday, but then schedule it for a time that may be helpful not only for that organization, right? They don't want just everybody there on Tuesday and no one there on Wednesday. And then also too, to kind of schedule it when people can do it.
Yeah, our website, we have a page dedicated to donors where they can pledge what they want to donate, if they want to donate dollars, if they want to donate time. And then we can reach out to the organizations that we know of that are participating and kind of be like a matchmaker and help them make that connection. So we encourage people to visit the ilgive.com website to see how they can connect to organizations they care about. And we can make that happen. There are throughout the year, there are, especially the early part of 2016, there's that whole day of service, you know, during Martin Luther King Day. And so that's another opportunity for people to find organizations to volunteer with. But certainly I'll Give is an opportunity for us to connect people with the causes that they care about, and we can help them do that.
What is so important, everything you said is hugely important, but I love that you said that no amount is too small, because it really does add up. A dollar per person makes a huge difference in the long run. And the fact that you can kind of filter through things of your interest or things that affect you directly and find an organization to contribute to that you feel is going to make a difference in either helping to prevent somebody going through something you might have lived through as far as a disease. It really is just, it's fantastic that it's so well organized, especially with 14,000 charitable organizations here in Illinois.
You mentioned it too, Hannah, there's a cause that you're supportive. Like, let's say it's, you know, animal rights, or let's say it's pets or animal rescue, or maybe even an environmental cause. I mean, there's so many different things available.
Exactly. And this is happening all over the state. Certainly because we just rolled out this campaign last year, we are very Chicago-centric. But this year we've been connecting to communities outside of the metropolitan Chicago area. And it's been fantastic to see local United Ways giving. And even if there are organizations that people care about and are connected to that aren't currently participating, there's still time for people to reach out to their homegrown organizations and say, hey, there's this great thing happening on Giving Tuesday on December 1. You should be a part of it. I think you should sign up, because we're taking all comers, you know, all the way through December 1. We really want to see that number get met. But more importantly, we really want to give as many opportunities as possible for the very generous people of Chicago and across the state to connect to really great organizations. I can't say enough about these organizations and how much they do in neighborhoods all over the state.
What's the growth been? I know the goal this year is $6 million to be donated on this one day, Giving Tuesday, but what are the plans going forward?
Well, this is a multi-year effort. This is our second year doing it, so we definitely want to do this again next year. But right after Giving Tuesday, what we then want to do is to encourage these organizations to really build relationships with these new and recurring donors, so that these donors don't just give one time a year, but build relationships with these causes for the rest of the year, so that they can volunteer more, so that they can spread the word and really talk about how a homeless shelter really impacts their neighborhood, or how animal rescue really helps, you know, improve the quality of life of kids and families and seniors, et cetera. We are going to be looking for ways to help educate donors. So this is really a new campaign that isn't just about giving money, but also talking about the value of philanthropy, what philanthropy means, how you can do little personal things in your own community that are philanthropic, but really are more about just the transaction of dollars. So stay tuned. We'll be putting all of these things all on our website throughout the year. And then again, leading up to another Giving Tuesday in 2016.
Understanding that there is a financial goal and that this month really is so important to the budgets of these nonprofits, are there places for people to find on the Giving Tuesday website, which is Give Illinois or
ilgive.com.
ilgive.com. Can they find volunteer opportunities as well?
Sadly, we don't have a page specifically for volunteering, but there is an events page where people can find local and events that are happening across the state and across the city. I think as we build out this campaign, that volunteering aspect is coming, but we don't have capacity for that right now.
Well, we'll look forward
to it.
But we
will certainly do our best to connect people who talk to us about that with opportunities as we, you know, kind of see what organizations we have joining us, and we can make that match happen.
ILGive.com is the website. Such important work. We've all talked about how important this time of year is for so many organizations to have someone helping to focus those stories, tell the stories of the causes, the organizations, and giving those opportunities and sharing is so important. So Delia Coleman, thanks so much for being on WGN today. And ILGive.com. Stay tuned and give.
Thank you so much. Give everyone. Thanks again.
Of course. Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal will be back right after this to turn the show over, filling in for Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder.
Pass the torch.
Pass the torch. They'll be back on Monday, and we'll be back after this.